This is Worldviews. I'm Zuzak Rolat. Joshua Landis, it's just you and me this week. And of course, Ukraine and Russia all over the front pages, this situation becoming more and more tense. Pro-Russian militants are making their incursions into eastern Ukraine, occupying now many buildings and seizing government properties in eastern Ukraine. Ukrainian military is obviously having a very difficult time responding. They don't seem to have the heart to respond in one way, but they also seem to just be weak, obviously, in this situation, although they have killed now a couple of pro-Russian protesters. So things really seem to be going down a very difficult path still, but this has its roots in a lot of history. So tell us a little bit about that, Joshua, as a historian. Why is this going on here, and why is this so important to Russia?
Well, the Ukrainians, as you say, the Ukrainians have got themselves into a real pickle here. If they do use military force, they may provoke a Russian counterattack. If they don't, they lose the eastern provinces. And, you know, the phrase that Putin used that struck me is he said, this is new Russia, referring to eastern Ukraine. Kharkiv, Luhansk, Donetsk, Odessa were not part of Ukraine in Tsarist times. They were transferred in 1920. Why, he said? God knows. So he clearly has his eye on all of those eastern provinces, and he's going to get them one way or another, if not through very extreme autonomy, then he's going to take them militarily. And what can the West do about it? Not very much. But this goes back to Peter the Great. At the beginning of the 1700s, took big hunks of Ukraine, divided it up with Poland. Catherine the Great, who came later in the 1700s, took the Crimea from the Crimean Tartars in the Ottoman Empire and took other parts and swallowed up the rest of Poland. Poland was divided between Germany, Austro-Hungary, the Habsburg Empire, and Russia. So the rest of Ukraine that was Polish got sucked into the Russian Empire. That's the way it endured, give or take little bits here and there, until the 1920s, until the end of the First World War. Paris Peace Conference created Ukraine. Ukraine got sucked up again in the Second World War and spit out again. And now, with Russia back, Putin strong, Ukraine weak, we don't know what's going to happen. We just saw Yugoslavia get chopped into seven countries. Czechoslovakia split into two. This could mean a separation of Ukraine between Russians and Ukrainians. We'll have to see.
So obviously the geopolitics of today has significant roots in its historical past.
300 years of Russian rule. It's you know, for Americans, it's hard to grasp the meaning of this. And we have to perhaps compare it with Latin America, where with interventions in Latin America, whenever a foreign power has gotten too close to Latin America, we say, keep out. This is our zone. And in a sense, Russia is saying that about Ukraine. Now, where that line will be drawn, hard to know.
Reestablishing that buffer zone, perhaps. But nonetheless, there are consequences here. I mean, it's not like Russia can – maybe not military consequences. I mean, that will be seen, I suppose, if there will be military consequences for Russia. But certainly economic consequences have already begun. Inflation on the rise, growth declining. The ruble, their currency, their stock market, everything declining, unstable. Billions of dollars of capital leaving Russia, people not wanting to invest in Russia right now. Russians themselves saying, this is too unstable. Prices are on the rise, wages declining, consumer confidence, public confidence is declining in the economy. But yet we have this significant support for what Putin is doing. This, he's got the highest popularity ratings and approval ratings of all time right now. So that historical connection seems to be very real, but there is a disconnect between that historical connection and their actual economic, physical well-being today.
I guess it really depends whether he can make this grab and get away with it. If he can, the economy will come bouncing back probably. If he doesn't, if it embroils him into a longer situation, it could lead to a real recession in Russia, and we don't know how that will play out.
They're on the brink of it. They're on a brink of a recession right now.